60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and I'm already super drunk.
Oh, right. Sweet.
Yeah.
I like when you're drunk because you can't ever really tell until you're like way past the point of just drunk.
Yeah. I know St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow, but I, you know, why not start early?
All right.
Yeah. And a lot of people will be drinking green beer to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
But did you know there are a few other drinks that you can order as well if you're not into the beer?
Okay, like real Irish beverages instead of just color-dyed beer?
Well, sort of.
All right.
Beverages that they just give Irish names to.
All right,
okay. Yeah.
But here's some other options if you're planning on going out and getting wasted for St. Patrick's Day. You can get something called a pillow mint.
Oh, I'll take it.
That's Irish whiskey on the rocks, a half ounce of Kahlua, and a splash of peppermint schnapps.
Ooh.
I'm always scared to mix the cream and the whiskey.
Oh,
like
I bet
the
it's
Irish
delicious. Are you kidding me?
I put whiskey in my milk in the morning.
Yeah, as you should.
Mix that cream and whiskey. Next is an Irish mule. It's like a Moscow mule, but with Irish whiskey instead of vodka.
Also
so,
delicious.
Whiskey, ginger beer. That is good.
Whiskey and ginger beer are so good together.
Cool.
And finally, last but not least, if you feel like getting a little crazy but you don't want beer, you can order a baby Guinness.
Little baby Guinness. Is that like a Guinness in a shot glass?
Or it's tiny just baby like, Guinness. I hate the taste of beer, so I'm just going to take a little tiny bit.
It's
a foam.
A shot made with Kahlua and Bailey's, so it kind of looks like Guinness, but there's no beer in it at all.
Okay, that one sounds gross to me.
The same thing, cream in a shot. You guys are going to throw up.
No.
That's
what?
The point. It's, well, it's not St. Patrick's Day unless you throw up, and it's green.
He Text brings up a valid point.
At 78592, where are you going to be blacking out tomorrow? Or where do you plan on starting the festivities?
Because
you have no idea where you're going to be blacking out. But we'll get the party started now with the shock caller question of the day.
Right.
Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If we get it wrong, we get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592 what song you want to hear from the person who gets shocked. Today, Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got, hold on, little tiny paper. Myself.
Oh, luck of the Irish, Brooke.
Okay, and Brooke's got the shock caller while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock caller question of the day.
This weekend is St. Patrick's Day, and many adults will celebrate by drinking a glass of green beer, then drinking a glass of Guinness, then taking a shot of whiskey, then probably drinking more beer. It's no secret that it is a huge drinking holiday, but did you know St. Paddy's Day is only the fourth heaviest drinking holiday in America?
Really?
Name 1 through 3 in the correct order.
Oh, gosh, you guys.
Yeah. 1 through 3 is the biggest drinking holiday. That's tough because basically every holiday, most people consider it drinking holiday.
Is it bad that my first thought went to Christmas?
Like, no.
What kind of family do I live in? I'm sorry.
I think you live in an American family.
Yeah. I don't think thrown in jail one Christmas.
Yeah. I don't think that's a rare thing. I think a lot of people consider that a drinking holiday.
I mean, I guess it was Christmas Eve when he technically got locked up.
When are you the saddest during the year? And that's probably the right answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on though. Cinco de Mayo.
Oh yeah.
This is actually what I'm thinking. I'm thinking New Year's Eve.
Oh, I didn't think of either of those holidays. Yeah. I mean, you cheers on.
Yeah. I mean, everybody gets wasted on New Year's Eve.
New Year's. Okay.
Cinco de Mayo. And 4th of July.
4th of July for sure.
Okay, hold on a second.
But do you think over Thanksgiving? Because just
because...
I was going to say
Thanksgiving because your whole family is there. Christmas, you only have a, like immediate family, really. But Thanksgiving is a huge get-together.
But then we've got Halloween.
But see,
I feel like people don't drink as
mean
costume parties and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right.
But I don't know if it always happens like on Halloween because you don't get Halloween off. But you don't Cinco de Mayo either. And I feel like Cinco de Mayo has to be in the top 3.
Yeah.
If St. Paddy's Day is 4, don't you think that it has to be number 3?
Mother's Day? Mother's Day.
Definitely Mother's Day.
Super hammered on Mother's Day.
That and Labor Day.
Maybe the mom.
Ooh, Labor Day is actually a good one to think about.
But does that count as a holiday?
Yeah.
Of course it does.
Okay.
But
get the day off, and everybody goes out like weekend trips that weekend, and they get drunk.
But when you think of if you think of it this way, if I think of like when alcohol companies are marketing to us, right? So if I'm thinking of advertisements or when I associate alcohol and a holiday. I don't think Labor Day.
Yeah, exactly.
I think 4th of July. I think Halloween. I think New Year's Eve. I think Cinco de Mayo.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
It's no secret that St. Patrick's Day is a huge drinking holiday, but did you know it's only the fourth heaviest drinking holiday in America? Name 1 through 3 in the correct order.
In the correct order?
Yeah. That's the second part.
I thought I just had to name the 3. Okay, I'm going to go number 1, you guys. What do you think? New Year's Eve or 4th of July?
That's a hard one.
New Year's Eve.
Probably New Year's.
I don't think it is, though, because I think people always think it is, but it's not.
That's okay, it I'm going New Year's Eve. I'm going 4th of July, followed by Cinco de Mayo.
Ooh.
With Cinco de Mayo being 3rd.
Yes, okay. Correct.
St. Patrick's Day is happening this Saturday.
So nervous.
And while many will celebrate by drinking to excess, it's still only the 4th most popular drinking holiday in America. Number 3, people love pounding beers on 4th of July.
No.
Number 2, people pound champagne on New Year's Eve.
You number was right.
One.
And number 1, people pound eggnog mixed with everything else on Christmas.
It is
you
Christmas.
Were right.
I thought Christmas in the beginning.
Got it wrong.
Cinco de Mayo, really?
Cinco de Drinco.
Less than St. Patty's Day.
We have the lyrics for
Step It Up, Tequila Lovers.
Danny Boy, so you can sing that before you get shocked.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside.
92.5. Brooke and Jewel in the mornings.